Well, Ukraine just made the argument for the Second Amendment in a rather astonishing way, and the left-wing media is even going along and advocating for it. So the government of Ukraine has been handing out at least 10,000 automatic rifles to civilians. And I've seen some video of this. They're just basically dropping off crates of automatic weapons in neighborhoods, which, gosh, I thought that was only something that, you know, the CIA did in America or the ATF. But no, apparently the government of Ukraine is doing this on the streets of Kiev to try to arm their citizens, you know, with the implied message, pick up a rifle and, you know, go shoot yourself some Russian soldiers, which to me sounds like a suicide mission. you know, the Russian military units, you know, they have comms and they've trained with unit cohesion and they have, I mean, they've got body armor and they work and move as a team. You know, they can fire and maneuver, where if you're just out there, you know, you and a couple buddies with a automatic rifle and you don't even have helmets, I mean, come on. That's not an engagement. That's just a suicide mission. But anyway, the Ukrainian government has apparently just now decided that citizens should have guns. Now, of course, if Texas were invaded, there would be no need to call for guns because everybody's already got them. And that's the point of the Second Amendment. So what I found really surprising is CNN and other left-wing media outlets are now praising Ukraine handing out weapons to citizens. It's like all of a sudden weapons of war are desperately needed in the hands of civilians. Right? These are the same media outlets that have been screaming about weapons of war on the streets of America for how many years? You know, for as long as we can remember. But this is the reason that you need rifles in the hands of civilians, because the world's a very dangerous, unstable place. And just as the people of Ukraine had no idea they were about to be hit hard with a, you know, full-scale surprise attack by Russia, in America, we may be hit hard one day soon by a surprise attack from, believe it or not, communist Chinese PLA soldiers streaming in from the southern border and the northern border, you know, thanks to Justin Castro Trudeau and his cooperation with the CCP. So sure would be nice if Americans already had lots of AR-15s and long-range hunting rifles and things like that. So there you go. That's one of the main reasons to have a Second Amendment. An armed population is a very difficult population to control or to take over or to eliminate because they are capable of fighting back. And a lot of it comes down to the gun culture. See, it's a crazy idea for Ukraine to just hand out weapons to people. It's like, here, take this weapon and just go shoot people or shoot soldiers. I don't know how many people listening to this are well trained in firearms, but you know, you need, number one, you need to sight in the rifle. Is it even sighted correctly? And secondly, you need to train with it. You need to know how it works. You need to get a feel for the trigger. You need to know how to clear jams. You need to check out the magazine, you know, ejection and magazine loading and all these things. And by the way, you need a lot of spare mags. And then so you need a chest rig because you need some place to put all those spare mags. And it'd be good to have a red dot sight as well, not just iron sights. But anyway, you need time with the weapons. You need to train with the weapons. You need to have experience. And so because America is a, quote, gun culture, people grow up around firearms and they use them. They use them for plinking or target practice or hunting or perhaps self-defense. And there are a lot of veterans and a lot of law enforcement officers that train with firearms. And there are a whole bunch of civilians like myself who have additional training with firearms because there are training organizations that offer classes all over the country. And so, you know, there are, I don't know how many, probably a few tens of millions of Americans who are fully competent in firearms and they own them and they know how to use them. That's very different from a country where the government just decides to just start handing them out all of a sudden. You know, the government's like, suddenly we decided that you should have weapons here. Have a bunch and hope they work. You know, that is never a good way to approach all of this. You know, and isn't it funny how governments like the Ukrainian government They didn't want people to have the ability to protect themselves when it came down to, you know, you defending your family or defending your life. But when Zelensky is in trouble, you know, when Kiev is in trouble, then all of a sudden everybody should be armed. It's like, you know, it's an unmistakable message. The message is that, oh, you don't care about the citizens when they're defending themselves. You only care about defending your own presidency and your own, you know, country's government. You don't really care about the people. If you cared about the people, you would have had a Second Amendment or something similar, and everybody could have been armed already for their own self-defense. Now, think about the fact that Biden officials and before that Obama officials are constantly trying to cancel the Second Amendment and take away guns from the American people. Think about how vulnerable that would leave everybody. If there were a foreign invasion, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it. And you certainly can't depend on the woke-tard Pentagon response. I mean, the Pentagon is so incredibly incompetent that they left tens of billions of dollars worth of hardware behind in Afghanistan. And, you know, I'm not against the soldiers. I support veterans and active duty soldiers and so on, but my goodness, the leadership at the Pentagon is so utterly incompetent, you know, they'll get us all killed. So you can't depend on the U.S. military to be effective. They can barely land F-35s without crashing them into the sea, you know. You need to be able to defend your own community, you know, with your neighbors. And that comes down to having a Second Amendment and having a gun culture so that people know how to use them. And also having communications gear, which I've talked about many times. You got to have radios. And yeah, you got to have body armor where it's legal to have body armor. Why? Well, again, Ukraine is just proving the importance of everything I'm talking about here. It's the importance of prepping, survival, firearms, you know, having a map, being able to bug out. How's your bug out bag status right now? You listening to this. You have a bug out bag in your car, in your home, in your apartment? If you don't have a bug out bag, you're not ready for reality, especially given what's coming. Do you carry a gun? I carry a gun every day, no exceptions. Every minute of every day, except when I'm sleeping. I'm carrying a pistol with multiple magazines, and I've done it for 24 years or something like that. If you're not doing that, you're not ready. You're not prepared. You got to consider your everyday carry. I have a flashlight. I have a knife. I have tools. I have a firearm. All these things. Everyday carry. If you're not carrying things with you every day, you're not ready for whatever's coming. So just keep all this in mind, folks. This is the time to understand the importance of the Second Amendment, of being competent with firearms, the importance of being prepared with gear, the importance of having backup radios, the importance of having a bug out plan and being able to read topo maps and everything else that we talk about, okay? All this stuff matters. And anybody who's not a prepper, given what's coming, is very likely to die, probably, from, you know, starvation or violence or what have you. Power grid may go down, banking system may go down, we may be invaded by China, who knows. But if you want to survive, become a prepper. And if you're already a prepper, escalate your prepping range so that you can get more stuff and be ready for longer outages, because they're coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I've got a bunch of videos collected at prepwithmike.com. They're all prepping videos that I've done. You can check them out there. Thank you for listening.